Welcome to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast. Shout out to the underdogs, my people, and the occasional Trump supporter that might have accidentally found the show. You've made it to the right place if you want to get personal about the news and the culture. Please enjoy this mini episode of the Gregory Neesmith Show. Welcome back to the Gregory Neesmith Show, where we get personal about the news and the culture. Today's episode, we made it. That's because we did make it to the 50th episode and the one-year anniversary of the Gregory Neesmith Show. Thanks to you and all your support, listening to the live show, watching the Facebook Live, downloading the podcast. Appreciate all of it.
And shout out to our listeners, who without you guys, we definitely would not still be here. Thank you for sending congratulations from Elizabeth. Appreciate it. We've been getting a lot of great comments congratulating us on the one-year anniversary. Really appreciate you guys. Thank you, Keon, for saying congrats. Thank you, Darren. Thank you guys so much. We really, really appreciate you guys. And we've only lasted a year because of our listeners.
Yes, indeed. With that, it's time to get into one of our new segments called Like, Unlike, or Block. Mm-hmm. Because today, the world is social media everywhere. Every time I pick up my iPad, my iPhone, my laptop, I'm looking at my LinkedIn, my Snapchat, my Instagram, my Facebook. And there's always different stories that just pop up on the timeline. And it got me to thinking, for some of these stories, I wonder, would you, would I, what would you do? Would you like, unlike, or block? Mm-hmm. Our first story is that of Nicki Minaj. If you're scrolling through your timeline, you might have seen Nicki Minaj on the cover of Paper Magazine.
Paper Magazine.
And there is a picture of her, or three pictures of her.
Yes, let me jump in here since I'm the pop culture expert.
Yes, and then I'll let you know whether I'm going to like, unlike, or block.
So essentially this week, so Paper Magazine is known for their provocative photo shoots, and they do, around this time every year, they do an issue called hashtag Break the Internet. So last year, if you guys remember, around this time is when that famous Kim Kardashian cover came out, when she was naked and resting a bottle of champagne on her butt. This year, Nicki Minaj is the star of the Break the Internet issue of Paper Magazine. And on the cover is a spread called Menage a Trois. And it's essentially three different Nicki Minajes in very sexually provocative positions. She's wearing barely any clothes. And it's just very provocative. And then the images on the inside of the magazine are basically extended versions of that. She's in the bed, you know, whipping herself with toys and doing all kinds of crazy things. And so, you know, this week, obviously, for those who don't know, Eve is a female rapper, and wanted to bring this subject up because we've got, you know, Robin Hood coming up on the show. Would love to get her thoughts a little bit later. But Eve made some comments this week on a talk show called The Talk, just sort of talking about her take on Nicki Minaj's photos. And it would be great if we maybe want to play that.
Yes, of Nicki Minaj. Yes, let's play that clip.
It's one of those things, because I worked with Nicki. I got to know her on Barbershop, and she is incredibly, like, she's a nice person. She's an amazing, amazing rapper. And as a lyricist, I respect her as a lyricist. Right. But as a woman, from my point of view, personally, I would not be able to do that. I think in this climate, it's not good. I think every artist has a right to express themselves however they want to express themselves, and I respect that as well. For me personally, as I started coming up in the business, I started realizing that young girls were looking up to me and younger people were looking up to me, and that, not that you want to be a role model, but it becomes what you become. It is what you are. It's a responsibility.
Whether you like it or not.
Whether you like it or not. And I have always, as I've gotten older, learned that I'd just rather be a voice that's uplifting, that is, that I can be a voice for those girls who might not have a voice in a different way without showing myself off with my brain, with, you know, and I'm not saying for the Nicki fans, because I know I'm going to get some tweets from her fans, honey. I know that's going to happen. For the Nicki fans, I love her, respect her. Go women in hip hop. It's not my thing. I just don't think it's right.
And that was Eve.
Yeah, and I mean, I definitely agree with Eve. And for those who haven't seen the cover, I think you can all guess what it looks like in terms of sexually suggestive imagery. And definitely in this climate that we're in, where people are taking advantage of women's bodies right, left, and center, I do think that if you're a public figure, honestly, we have an obligation to set a positive example for the young girls coming up. And I personally, I think if we're talking like, block, and
unlike,
I'm gonna have to go ahead and unlike this one. And I don't mind Nicki.
Yeah, I think for me, if the choice is like, unlike, or block, I'm gonna unlike, but it would be one where I would just keep it moving. I think she is entitled to put out whatever cover she wants to. I understand some of the context of how women in hip hop are perceived and things like that, but she gets to be an artist and express herself however she chooses to. And I want folks to be able to express themselves across the creative spectrum. And so there's room for Nicki, but there's also room for other artists who want to express themselves in different ways. And that's where I'm at on that. And the cool thing is, it's like, unlike, or block. So we will get thoughts from the audience. And also, maybe even our next guest will end up telling us her thoughts, too. Now, with that, though, while we're playing the game of like, unlike, or block, I want to actually play something that came up in my newsfeed that when I was scrolling, this audio came up. And we want to also get people's perspective on whether they want to like, unlike, or block this.
Sure.
So let's play this. If this came up in your newsfeed, Underdogs, would you like, unlike, or block?
Potatoes, tomatoes, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, creams, potatoes, beans, creams, beans, creams,
beans. Got that turkey on my mind. Woo! I can smell that chicken roasting. Apple cider cooking on the stove. In the kitchen, and you know we toasting. Macaroni and that cheese. Feeding for black eyed peas. Need that cornbread, that gravy. Got my body feeling lazy. In the hood, we call it itis. Tupperware sitting right beside us. Need that steak on a silver plate. It's time to eat, said I can't wait. Stomach leaning all on my back. Need that lamb laying on that rack. Need that cabbage and that broccoli. Quattro helpers ain't gonna stop me. White or dark meat, it don't matter. Fried chicken on a huge platter. Pumpkin pie, apple turnover. On my fat girl, roll over.
Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes.
I got that chicken. I got that chicken.
Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs,
Well, now, would you like, unlike, or block that?
I'm a double like that.
Well, we have the pleasure of, I'm going to double like it too. And normally when we do like, unlike, block, we don't actually have the person who is responsible for the clip that we just played. But in this case, we actually have Robin Hood, hip hop MC and actress on the line. Robin Hood, are you there?
I am here. What's good? Philly is in the building.
Hey, the 215 is chilling in the 212 today.
That's what I'm talking about. How you feeling? How y'all doing?
Hey, we're grateful, right? It's that time of year where a lot of folks are like really starting to think about their blessings. And today is the 50th episode of the Gregory Neesmith Show and the 1 year anniversary.
Hey, congratulations. I know you've come a long way, brother. Congrats.
Hey, we appreciate it. And one of the reasons why we wanted to have you on is because you, Robin Hood, was the first in-studio guest on the premiere episode of the Gregory Neesmith Show on November 22nd, 2016, last year.
That's what I'm talking about. That's how we do. Philly comes through.
Yes, indeed. And so we wanted to have you on, for one, just to acknowledge you as being one of the folks who was a part of this journey. And that's
Thank
a big
you.
Deal
to us. I appreciate
that. And also, when you were here last year, you were letting folks know that you had a new EP out called For Hire, which was at that time launching. Let folks know what's happened since then. Did it launch? What's been going on with the music? How can folks hear some of that great, great music?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for saluting the EP. Yeah, it's Call for Hire, currently on iTunes, Tidal, Google Music Play, and Spotify. And since dropping the EP, I dropped it with another collaborator named by the name of Erica Hicks. She's a soloist on 4 of the 5 songs that are on the EP. And a lot has been happening. You know, I've been in the production just like doing videos. So we dropped Reach a couple of months ago. You can check that out on YouTube. And also dropped another video called Fresh, which is also another song that's on the EP. So I definitely have just been busy, busy. And I'm actually out in Cali right now because I'm working on my album, and I'm also starting to go into production for some new videos that we're going to be shooting and some other projects. So, you know, God is good. I've been moving and just staying busy as much as possible, trying to stay out of trouble, you know. Hey. Stay on that good news feed.
yes, indeed, because there's a lot of bad news that comes out. So we love that you stay on the good news. So two questions for you, because I think a lot of underdogs are on their journey. We talked about earlier in the show how it's one thing to start, but the challenge is in actually continuing. And
exactly.
So if you could share with folks two questions. One is, what's something that you are just super proud of that's happened in the past 12 months? And then also, what's something that you haven't gotten to yet that you plan to get to in 2018 that you didn't quite get around to in 2017?
Wow, those are some really great questions. And moving forward is what you're talking about. And I feel like that's, you know, a good place to just be in your life in general. One of the things that I can say I'm really proud about, which has happened in the last 12 months, has actually happened to me in the last, I say 12 to 15 days. So basically, I've just been on this journey to really want to be bi-coastal. And as you mentioned, I'm an actress as well as an MC. And so for me, I need to constantly be in areas that are going to allow me to promote my music and to promote my artistry, you know, as an actress as well. And so ever since coming out of graduate school, I think I shared with you before, I went to Yale to get my master's in acting, and I started writing music when I came out of school. So this is, you know, 2012, 2013, when I'm, you know, just living in New York trying to figure it out and make a way. And I've always wanted to be bi-coastal so I could work as many places as possible. You know, I'm trying to be Providence, so I need checks coming from multiple places, okay? East Coast and West Coast. But basically, I decided to go ahead and make this transition. And so for the last, you know, 15 days or so, I've been making this journey to be in California, you know, looking for a place, trying to get set up and get established here so that I can just begin to flourish on both coasts. So I'm proud to say that, you know, I have established a home here in Cali, and I'm officially bi-coastal. So, you know, I'm back and forth at this point from New York to LA, and it just feels great because I'm not allowing anything to stop me from being persistent, for continuing on with the journey. And like you said, it's easy to start, but the continuing process, to continue to push yourself further and further and further, you know, it's huge. And we have the tenacity as human beings to do that. We just have to want to and push towards thriving, you know.
Yeah, and be committed to it. And so now I can no longer just say that you're the 215 representing also the 212. What area code are you being in Cali now?
323.
So it's the 325,
212. Look, I'm everywhere.
Ballin'.
Very cool. And I love that you, something that probably seemed daunting, or is it possible that you pushed through and were able to make it happen? And now in the spirit of looking forward, but also acknowledging that sometimes things don't work out the way we want, what's something that didn't happen in the past 12 months that you plan to make happen going forward?
Wow. I would have to say really cracking into this industry over here on the West Coast for both the music and for the acting. I've been blessed. I've had, you know, some auditions and some opportunities that have come up. You know, most recently I started shooting for the TV show Smilf, which is on Showtime. And that was actually my first audition that I had in Cali, and I ended up booking it. So I'm playing this basketball player named Romero that's on the show. So, you know, really just trying to crack what this is, you know, just really breaking into this industry so that these artists, these executives understand that, you know, you have a bi-coastal artist here, you know, who's willing to travel, who's willing to work wherever, you know, I need to in order to really just carry out my ultimate task, which is to be a versatile artist, you know, so that's well-rounded. You got to be everywhere, put your hands in everything. So I would say that's probably one of the biggest things to, like, really break into this industry. I want to start doing more, I'd say, like, blockbuster films. I have a couple of independent films that have recently dropped and have been successful. But, you know, it's a whole nother level when you're in some of these major blockbusters. And really, I just want to have a bigger voice and a bigger sound. So the bigger the project that you're connected to or involved with, you know, the bigger platform that you have. So that's what I'm pushing for.
Hey, that's good stuff. Keep pushing. Now, as a hip-hop MC.
Yeah.
And definitely with your ears to the streets, and then also being someone who's just what I would call a creative.
Mm-hmm.
Before you got on the line, we were talking about one of the things going on in pop culture was this recent cover of Nicki Minaj on the Paper magazine.
I saw.
Yeah, you know, and so we do a segment called Like, Unlike, Block, where you're scrolling through your social media feed, stuff pops up, and we just want to get perspectives on, like, would you like it, would you unlike it, would you block it? Obviously, we played your freestyle, and everyone knows that we would like that and super like that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
What were your thoughts with your unique perspective creatively and being a part of the hip-hop scene? What were your thoughts on liking, unliking, or blocking the Nicki Minaj cover on Paper magazine?
You know what? If you had another option that says scroll on past, that's the option that I would have selected.
You would keep it moving?
I would keep it moving. And I tell you why. I feel like Eve, you know, again, Philly's own, you know, really said it best. We have an obligation to create a positive just space, you know, I think for young people who are, well, young and old, really, but people who, you know, listen to music on the regular and they just want that quality. So I feel like we have a lot of young girls, a lot of young guys that are coming up and they're looking at you. And so you are an influence, whether you choose to accept it or not. You are a role model, whether you choose to accept it or not. And I think we have to be mindful of the images that we put out there. You know, what you do in your home, your private business, that's cool. I think a lot of artists sometimes don't understand private, you know, private versus public. And so just because it's a thought that you have in your mind of something that might look cool, you know, it might not necessarily have the best outcome that you might be looking for, you know. So I had to scroll on past that because it's just like, really, Nicki? You should be at, I feel like, on another level at this point where you don't have to do things that are, I find that demeaning. So it's just like, you know, come on. Did you really have to do it like that?
I mean,
you're Nicki Minaj. We get it.
I absolutely agree with that. And I mean, I definitely know that you know that, you know, definitely being a female in this industry, especially when you first start out, a lot of the times, you know, you come up against situations where people want to manipulate what your image is, you know, and
exactly.
You have to either, as an artist, decide if you want to allow that or not. But certainly once you've been able to, you know, make it to a certain level of success, you have more control over what your image is and how that ends up getting projected. And I, you know, I'm on the same page as you. I stopped and unliked it because I'm just like, this is just not acceptable. But, like, you know, you have so much influence, so much control over your persona right now. Why would you choose to do that?
Right, and I think also, too, I mean, how women are just personified within this business in general, just in the industry, you know, it's really easy to show a woman nude on screen, but they're very quick to not necessarily show a male. And we have to think about things like that and look at that, you know, is a man's private, you know, more sacred than a female's? You know, why is it that women can just be exploited in this way? And why would we choose to exploit ourselves when you already know that that's one of the reasons why you got on? It was about body. It was about how you looked. And so you don't need to sell sex in the same way that maybe you felt you had to in the very beginning when people weren't necessarily really checking for your music. You're established right now. So how have you changed? How have you elevated? How are you different? You know, so I don't know. It just makes me think, like, you know, how far have you really come that you're still willing to put out the same images or even launch your images?
Exactly.
You know, when it's just not a need.
Well, Asha and Robin have spoken on the topic of Nicki Minaj and Underdogs. Let us know whether you would like Unlike Block, or as Robin would say, the additional option of keep it moving.
Scroll on by.
Hey, scroll on and keep moving on, okay?
Now, Robin, before we get you out of here, two quick things. First of all, I want to take a quick pause because it's that time of year where a lot of us give thanks. We're very grateful for things that have happened in our lives. And I know that, unfortunately, you had a recent passing of someone close to you that happened.
Yeah, we had a relative in the Hyman family, Earl Hyman, who passed away this weekend. And, you know, he was getting up there in age. Earl was 91, so he has lived a very long, fruitful life. But a really wonderful, talented actor. I'm sure a lot of people may know him as Mr. Huxtable. He played Bill Cosby's father on The Cosby Show. And he was also Panthro on the Thundercats.
Oh, wow.
You know, for all those 80s babies, you know. So he was just a very outstanding individual and told me pretty early on, you know, that I was going to surpass him in my work, which I thought was a lot coming from someone of his caliber. You know, this man was fluent in Swedish. You know, he lived in Sweden for quite a bit of time. But, you know, just a very talented individual, and he's going to be dearly, dearly missed. So, my love and my heart goes out to Earl Hyman today. So, you know, rest in power, King.
Yes, and our prayers go out to him, too, and your family. And definitely just another indication of the talent that comes from your entire family, and you are carrying on in a way that I know he is, and your entire family is proud of you.
Yeah, trying to carry on that legacy. You know, it's crazy. Earl was actually born on October 11th, and then here I come born on October 12th. You know, I don't believe in coincidence. I think that I came after him for a reason, you know, so I have to carry on this legacy. So shout out to him and also Phyllis Hyman, who was another, you know, great woman in the industry who's of the Hyman family as well. So, you know, I've been affected by their music and the acting. So what can I say?
Yes, indeed. Now, before we get you out of here, how can folks, if they want to hear more of Robin Hood, or if they want to watch you, like maybe they're Friday nights, they want to be watching Blue Bloods or something like that, how can folks
get more
of Robin Hood?
I know, that's right. Catch me on Blue Bloods.
I don't forget. Remember, you a big deal out here.
Nah, thank you. Thank you. So people can definitely check me out on the gram, on Twitter, Facebook, at Robin Hood Fans, R-O-B-Y-N. Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, I just changed it. Praise God. That's one of the things I've been wanting to do. I wanted to change my platform name. So it is now Robin Hood Music. No more Robin Hood Fans. So Twitter, Instagram, my website, RobinHoodMusic.com. RobinHoodMusic.com. And, tune in to Blue Bloods on Fridays, 10 o'clock, CBS. Check me out as Dr. Emil Cooper.
Hey, see, we be having some big dog underdogs coming through here.
Yes.
With that, I got to get you out of here on this because we're going to end with your freestyle, which we played to lead into the segment. But before you go, what are your top three favorite Thanksgiving foods?
Oh, come on, stop playing.
Top
macaroni
three. Number
cheese.
Three, number two, number one.
Collard greens.
Okay.
And the third one, I'm going to have to go with that turkey, like all day.
Okay, so collard greens, turkey, and mac and cheese.
That's right.
Hey, everybody, you've been listening to Robin Hood, hip-hop MC and actress. Catch her on Blue Bloods. Go out and get her EP for hire. Follow her at Robin Hood Music on all the social media sites. We appreciate you being part of the premiere episode last year and coming to celebrate with us this year.
You already know. I'm proud of you, man. Y'all keep pushing, keep moving forward. Love to you and Asha.
Yes, indeed. The 215 to the 212 to now the 323, right?
Let's go.
All right, now, more underdog stuff after this break. Thanks, Robin.
Thanks, Robin.
You already know. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
All right, now.
Got that turkey on my mind. Woo! I can smell that chicken roasting. Apple cider cooking on the stove. In the kitchen, and you know we toasting. Macaroni and that cheese. Feeding for black eyed peas. Need that cornbread, that gravy. Got my body feeling lazy. In the hood, we call that itis. Tupperware sitting right beside us. Need that steak on a silver plate. It's time to eat, said I can't wait. Stomach leaning all on my back. Need that lamb laying on that rack. Need that cabbage and that broccoli. Quattro helpers ain't no stop me. White or dark meat, it don't matter. Fried chicken on a huge platter. Pumpkin pie, apple turnover. On my fat girl, roll over.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, yeah. Lamb, ribs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes,
I got that chicken,
turkey,
I got that chicken.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes.
Thank you for listening to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast, where we get personal about the news and the culture. And as always, I leave you with my favorite quote. Underdogs, can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace.